And this prolific goal kicker, Matthew Cooper, has a chance to add the conversion. Oh, it never looked as if it was going to miss until the very last moment when it drifted wide.
Well, he's facing up to Ambrose again, and he goes for a slash. That's a slash outside the off stump.
I'm delighted to say that we've got Bernhard Langer with us, and a 67 today. They say, Bernhard, when the tough gets going, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and... My word, it was tough out there today, wasn't it?
Now, football, and Oxford United's manager Bill Asprey is not expected to name his side to play Chesterfield until a few minutes after the kickoff.
Hello once again from me, John Inverdale. If you parted with some hard-earned corn for our first sporting gaffes, then you must have enjoyed it, or you wouldn't have bought this one. So we're back with another selection of those broadcasting clangers and goofs, commentaries and ridiculous reports by the good, the bad and the very ugly of the BBC Sports Department. And we'll start with some of the perils of live commentary. Here's Edward Bevan.
He turns, comes in, past the umpire, bowls to Walsh. Walsh goes with the big hit, it's coming out towards us, it's coming...
Bullseye. Meanwhile, at White Hart Lane...
Chris Coleman, quickly closed down by Sheringham, was Coleman. But the ball... Well, I tell you what, I've just given a great header. You probably heard that. Smack on the side of the head. I'll probably be seeing two of everybody for the remainder of this game. What about that, Trevor? Do you think they should sign me?
Well, I think you've got to keep your eye on the ball, Rob. I mean, I wasn't very impressed that you weren't sort of watching events there.
Trevor Brooking giving Rob Hawthorn a lesson on heading, and he should know he once scored a winning FA Cup final goal with his head. But as if being in physical danger isn't enough, the commentator can also be sabotaged by technical problems. Roddy Forsyth and Peter Drury are about to find that out.
Gordon Marshall has it for Celtic. He is going to play it downfield, and when he does so, Peter Drury will be telling you what's happening.
You know, I'm a fairly cheery sort of bloke. People would tell you I'll see the bright side of life. But I'm struggling. Celtic 3-0 down on the night. They need to score 5 goals. The only thing I can say of a cheery note is that if Celtic do win this tie, you're about to hear the most exciting 20 minutes football you'll hear all season.
Well, Celtic lost, so you didn't miss much. More problems, though, here for Chris Waddle and Simon Brotherton.
10 yards inside the half. Robbie Fowler doesn't quite beat the offside trap this time, but I think we've got another goal in the match involving Portugal and the Republic of Ireland. Roy Weatherby.
Yes, indeed, we have it. Ireland.
Sounded like magic roundabout there, Chris. I don't know what that was all about.
It wasn't Zebedee you scored, was it?
It sounded like it, didn't it?
I think the game was being played in Florence. Now, meanwhile, another technical mishap ambushing one of John Murray's sports bulletins, and it wasn't the sort of mistake...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?